Okay, so you want to do the last paragraph?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Ulefi hamavuar. So based upon the prior paragraph in the Rephaim, which was the idea of that when you have tamein derech chokah, even if you made them sheni, you're pater and karis, because there's a fear of sheni by tamein derech chokah, because that's a din mesirim of Pesach.
Right.
But if it's just an ones, including tamein emeshek kavanosav, then if you hate a b'sheni, you're chayv, because you never had a pater karis. Right.
Correct.
So, l'fi mevuar hari yesh liyashev divrei Rambam shepasak the ain shoch demzarke and al tzvul yom demes. Okay. Kvar ivanu madikasha eich yalfina and tamei sheretz mitamei meis b'shvishalo. So we asked earlier, why? How could you learn tamei sheretz on tamei meis on shvi v'dilma the chias tamei meis b'shvishalo?
Right.
The entire reason why Tameis is sent off is because of a general idea that applies to all Kabanos that he can't bring. Like we see, that even its full yom is nidcha because of the problem of Tameis in Mishalech Kabanosov, not do it Pesach.
Right.
So it's unique Tameis. So why, how do you have the right, even when the Tameis is Tameis, to derive anything to other Tameis? And maybe it's just a general idea. Tameis can't do any Kabanos.
Correct.
So in theory, he already answered this question earlier, right?
Where?
In the end of the paragraph of Ella Dakati, didn't he have the idea that there's Tumash and Nazmi Galei Chalav and Tumash and Nazmi Galei Chalav?
That's correct.
So he already answered why, right, since the pasuk includes both.
That's correct.
Right, so it's like funny that he's coming back to it.
Oh, yeah, okay, but let's see what he says.
Okay. Me'ata hara yesh li'ashiv zos. Da'are lefimashin nisbayar ha'nimtza de'chalak ha'dina tamit imesh lech kabanosa. Me'ha'dina ha'masim pesach she'in ababatoma. Based on the prior paragraph, there's an afkamenik difference between the halacha of Pesach in particular of any tamei versus the din of tamei seir shekavanosav.
Right.
If a person couldn't be on Pesach lishum, but he was nazed on Pesach sheni, it's an afkamenik in two cases. Why? Mishemach din that tamei seir shekavanosav chayav into b'sheni. If the reason he couldn't do it on rishon. Because just Tom is going to be Kabanosov, then that's just a regular anus. And if you leave the Bashani Bichai, Mashem didn't Tommy and Arab Pesach, but if he was a Tommy and Pesach Rishon, then he's a Ptor Karis. And if he was Mason and Shani, he'd be Potter still.
That's correct.
If he's a Shafer Yalfina and Tommy Sheresh and Tommy Mace, Shechal Shri Shalol Yazver Pesach. Based upon that, he looked. You could explain how you can learn Tamei Sheretz from Tamei Meis.
You would.
The kivan de chayalei krop the ish ish kedomer. The Tamei Meis b'shishalo b'hadei din Tamei litchos l'pesasheni. Since the pasuk concludes in this xeris because of ish ish, the idea of a Tamei Meis and shishalo with all other types of Tamei that he gets pushed off b'pesasheni. And that the chila sheni creates a ptor kares, right? And that includes even a tamei or tameis b'shvishalo.
Right.
Bim kinin bal karachach. Who mitam din assumes yesh pesach. So if there's a ptor of kares, it must be coming from a din specifically by Pesach. Can't be coming from a general, some other din, because that would just be an anus. It wouldn't be potter.
Right.
Benelma miza, the gam tameis b'shvishalo. So we can learn from there that even Tameis B'Shishalo is included in the category of Pesach, Adin Masim Pesach of any Tamei. And he's Nechal Sheni, Patron Karis, Val Kane, Shapirafina and Gamla Tamisheretz Mine, so that we could extend this Tamei, said Tamisheretz, the Kumoshin is bar, the Bahach Dina Masim of Pesach, Tamei Sashar Tvayim Shavim, because in terms of this specific Lachal of Pesach, there's no real difference in terms of the different types of Tumas. They're all the same. The Shapi Alfina and Tamisheretz, to Bechal Din Tamay, Elen Yer Pesach, Kumoshin is bar, and you can learn Tamisheretz from the general Din of Tamei here. It applies to Pesach in particular. No Dershin Sheretz for Mace.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Shapi Alfina, Gamma Tari Sheretz Minei. Kumoshin Savin Nira. The Bahar Adina, Hamasim of Pesach, Tamay Mace, Sheretz Minei Shavin. The Shapi Alfina, the Tamay Sheretz, the Uber Haldin Tamay. Okay, so what is he saying here?
What is he saying?
Hey, you asked before, he already answered. Why he's gone back to it?
Right. Yeah, he already answered it. What's he adding with this? What's bothering him? What's he adding?
Right. That's the hard thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what he's adding is like this. In other words, he's giving an alternate answer. In other words, you see, the order is like this. First, he shows that there's two categories. There's a category of Meshaleach, and there's a category of Pesach, of a Din Tamei that's Noveh from Hilchos Pesach. And a Din Tamei that's Noveh from Hilchos Pesach is different because it's a... it's just like Tamash Eretz, correct?
Right.
So in other words, in the beginning he lays down the fact that it's two, that in the very first paragraph, as a matter of fact, he lays down the fact that the only way to answer this kasha is because there's two halachas in Pesach. One halach in Pesach is from Einem Mishalech Kobin Osof. And the other lochem from Pesach is that that Pesach is a tater esasi with tuma. Okay, so it could either be a Pesach halacha, or it could be a halacha which is noveya from the din of einem mishaleach. And therefore, he says we learn our tamei sheretz from the din of Pesach because there it's equal. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
The only thing was, it may be equal, but it's not recognizable because you always have the ptur of what? Of Einem Mishaleach. Correct?
Right.
So for that he answered, no. We're not learning out from that case. We're learning out from the case of what? Of Tumash Einem Nozim Galech Alav.
Right.
And that's where you have the halacha, because that's a Pesach halacha, and that's nechal b'chlal parsha. So from that halacha, you learn out that tamei sheretz, correct?
Right.
And now what he did in the next paragraph was he found the parallel to that differentiation to those two categories. What is the parallel? The parallel is in the case of Pesach Sheni, the Mesid. Correct?
Yeah.
So over there he says, you see that there are two categories there. Because Pesach Sheni, the Mesid, what do we say? We say that Pesach Sheni, the Mesid is Chayav Koros. But only on which case? Only on the case of Einem Mishaleach. But not on the case of Tamei. Not on the case of Tamei. Not on the case where it's Noveya from the Pesach itself. Correct?
Yeah.
Oh, so now you have it. Now he proves that his categorization is correct from the other case. From the case of Pesach Sheni, correct?
Okay, what do you mean?
In other words, what he did in the paragraph of the Vahine was he showed that the categorization that he had before is correct. what was the categorization of before, that there's one din that's mevayeh from Pesach, and that you learn how Tam HaSheretz from. And that's the case of Lot, of Einoz Megalechov. And then there's another category, which is mevayeh from the din of Mishalech, correct?
Right.
And that you can't learn out Tam HaSheretz, because Tam HaSheretz is a Pesach halacha. Okay?
Right.
Now he shows that you see that those two ideas are corroborated. Namely, that you have a category that's Noveah from the Pesach, and you have a category that's Noveah from Mishalech. And here the difference is expressed not in terms of the... over here the difference is expressed in terms of the halacha of Pesach Sheni, correct? So the original question was that it's true there's two categories, but where do you see the second category? The second category is never active because you always have the category of Einoz Megalech, right? So there he showed it's active in the case of Shein and Ozum Galechlov. Correct?
Right. Yeah.
Now he's showing it's active in the case of Pesach Sheni. That Pesach Sheni won't be made, the mason won't be cursed. So he says, now we could drop the first, in other words, now you could drop Ein Ozum Galechlov. Because in the very case of Ozum Galech, You have a differentiation that with regard to he's in Bisheni, he won't be chayav koras if it's noveh from the Pesach. So now it's recognizable within the very din of shanozum megalechalov. You follow? In other words, you don't need to make recourse anymore to the case of Einoz Megalechov. Why? Because there's another differentiation, whether Pesach Sheni is going to be Chayav Koras. So if it's Noveah from where? If it's Noveah from the din of Pesach, so then he won't be Chayav Koras B'Sheni. But if it's Noveah from Einoz Megalech, then he will be Chayav Koras. So now you can ask the question, how is it recognizable? So you can learn from the very halacha of Tomei with regard to Pesach, because the difference will be that with regard to Pesach, it won't be Chayav and Sheni. So learn from that halacha. You don't need to go to that anymore. You don't have to make recourse to the Einoz Megalechov.
Do you think something bothered him about the Einoz Megalechov, or this is just a more direct explanation?
Yeah, it's a more direct explanation. You don't have to make recourse to the case of Einoz Megalechov. It's a brilliant move. So now you have halacha. You have a case of Pesach, which is noveh from Pesach. And if it is noveh from Pesach, so then in Pesach Sheni, you won't be chayv if he's in Bisheni. So that's halacha, in contradistinction to if it comes from the halacha of Einoz Megalech. So now we can learn out from that case where it's noveh from Pesach. Because in other words, a case where Pesach Sheni, if he's in, he won't be chayav koras. So learn out from that halacha, from that din, you can learn out Tam HaSheretz. That's what he's saying. So you got to remember, what is the Gemara, what is Rav trying to prove from the case of Tamei Meis? He's trying to prove that you can't bring it unless you had tefillah by Tamei Sheretz. Correct? Got to remember that. Now, he has to prove that. Now, from where does he prove that? He proves it from Tamei Meis. I'll bring it over later. Okay. But do you see his point? It's a very sharp point.
He's just showing you that he is an expression of the Ptur, I'm assuming, of Pesach of Tamei. In the regular case, it expresses itself.
That's right. That's
therefore,
right.
You have the right to extend it to other right. Tamei because it's not over obscured by the general law of Tamei Tamei Shad Kavanoso.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly. It's not covered by the. It's not right. It's not covered by the din of Mishalech.
Because it's creating a Ptur Karis.
That's right. Because over there, he'll be if he's a Bishani, he'll be Chayef Karis. But if it's Noveh from Pesach, then he's Potter. So you could learn it from that din. That case now is going to be visible. Because insofar as Pesach Sheni is concerned, he won't be Chayav Karas. So now that case, you can't say it's covered by Mishalech. Because by Mishalech, he'll be Chayav Karas. So you have two independent cases. Mishalech, and all where he's Chayav Karas, and where it's over from Pesach in his butter. So we can learn how to tell Mishalech in that case. And you have to make recourse to another case, an extraneous case.
Ready?
Yep.
In the case of Tamei Sheretz, where he wasn't Tul Yom yet, he also can't be Mishalech Karban Osov, right?
In the case of Tamei, no. There's no deal like that. Mishalech Karban Osov is separate in a mace. Yeah, Ellie?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you say?
Good. Very good.
Okay, so you want to finish it now? Let's go.
Okay. Ella, the Iker Hach Milso, the Mitchum Hach Dina, if I make any mistake of an Oso, Sarah Chliyos Adin, the Inhezi Bashani, Chayat Karis, Inamokha. But the very essential chiluk that we made, that if you're only not able to bring Pesach, the Rishon, because of Tamei Tamei Kavanoso, it's just an ones. And if you're Hezer Vashen Yechayat Kares, then it doesn't have to be. It's not logically necessary. That just
right.
Because it's from a more general halacha, not in Hezer Pesach, that you're Chayat Kares in that case. Like a Shara on the Yesh Lomar. The chol shishim tamei be, hare hu nechlal v'hachkrat yish ish, nechlal v'tasheni. So as long as the gavra is tamei, even if that's not why he's being pushed to sheni, but as long as he's tamei, so he's included in this pasuk, he's nechlal v'tasheni. Bein shemuniyah sakravaso yimishum din v'shem v'asach, bein shemidin tamei meis yim shakravanosav. Irrespective of whether the reason why he can't bring the Pesach is because of Tamei Tamei Shad Kavanosov.
He doesn't have to do with why it's Nidcha.
The what?
It doesn't have to do with why it's Nidcha.
Right. Even though it's Nidcha for some alternative reason, so long as he has a Shem Tamei.
Right.
Even though upon him, Shem Tamei Bey, Rehu Nechla, Bach Krad Yishish, Shenecha Betasheni, Gam is a Bishini, Gam King Potter. The Dacha Betul Yom, Hudave Dina. Only in the case of a Tvul Yom would you be Chayav Karis, Mishum de Klisha to Mase, because the Tumma is already weakened. And then you'd be Chayav Karis.
Because
he was lacking the shame. Right. He's not included in the definition of Tami, of the Pasuk, in the Vorbatos, Psachim, Daf Sadi, Ayin Sham. That klish to Masa means you're not really ashamed tummy. The chenu pashet mimishna senu the shechtam zarka tzvul yom the pusik yipurim shezer rak mishim the klish to Masa and v'lo echlu b'chlat tummy. It's clearly not defined that he's never ashamed tummy, and therefore he's not part of the gzias kasa v'yishi. She's not included in that pasuk at all.
So there you're right. So therefore he's not included at all. So it's it can't be because of tummy.
Right, but even if he was prevented from doing it because of Tamei Tehem Shakur Banosav, since he has a Shem Tamei, he'd still be part of the Kunkaris.
Right.
Okay. Which is strange, because who cares? Like, they're not connected anymore.
Because you see the fact that he's a
Tamei. Yeah, because you see Tamei Tehem Shakur Banosav is not contingent on a Shem Tamei, because even Tvul Yom can't be Shakur Banosav.
That's correct.
So that's what's stopping him. That's nothing to do with the Shem Tamei. He's saying he also happens to have a Shem Tamei, and therefore he's probably like, who cares? Why should it matter that he also happens to have a Shem Tamei? And now he's Patan Karis. The reason he's not bringing it, it's not because of the Shem Tamei, it's because of the Tamei Tin Kubanosa. It has nothing to do with the Shem Tamei.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Right. You mean, why does he take this position?
So it doesn't seem to make any sense. It's not connected to the
very ideas.
I understand, but if it's not, so then who cares?
Right. That's a good point. And why should I make that jump?
Right.
Why should I make that jump? Right. And what justifies that?
But the answer was much more compelling.
What's that?
His original idea was much more compelling.
Yes. That you don't need to make recourse to Reina Megaleach. No, it's a Shana Megaleach.
Right. And this the fact that he happens to be a separate din of Tamemesh shouldn't affect his Pesach Sheni, because that's not a din to see him. The Pesach is a totally extraneous halacha. It's a Pesach that's like a rat and mona.
Correct.
And he is saying that. If you're a Tvul Yom and Tamei Tehem Shakur Banosav, he's still saying you're just a random onus, and you'd be Chayav Karis and Shein if you're his B'Shein.
That's right.
You're saying, yeah, but if you also happen to have a Shein Tamei on you, now you're Patur and Karis. Why? You, the Shein Tamei is not what's stopping you from doing Pesach. It's the Tamei Tehem Shakur Banosav.
Right.
So you also happen to have a Shein Tamei, and now you're included?
Yes, that's a good question. Does he allude to any type of answer as he goes on?
No. I guess we can read to the end. I don't think it really helps.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Asher lefizeh yesh lomar. The dafka b'tzvul yom hu dan rinan b'avagaf inim eshech kovanosav mikom makom din d'chiyaso pesach sheni inim b'chlal tamei kim b'chlal anas. So according to this, we only say that at Tvul Yom of Meis, right? So we're not allowed to send his karbanos.
Right.
So he's the chila sheni, not because of Tamei, because he's not a Tamei. It's just a regular anus. And therefore, if he's the b'sheni, he's chayiv.
Correct.
The low ishlal, the krah, the tamei nefesh, because he's not really a Tamei.
Correct.
He came to Tamei mamish. The Shein Tamei Bay, if he really was Tamei Meis, he really has a Shein Tamei. He didn't do Hazah yet. Lo ichbas lan im minyasu im pesach irak mitayma inim shet kavanosov. So I don't care if the whole reason why he can't do it is because of Tamei inim shet kavanosov. That means alo kaponim, given the Tamei who, since Baman is he is Tamei, farhu nechal about parsha the Tamei lenefesh, liftor im pesarishom in akaris gam ezibesheni. even though the reason
he's trying to get an answer. Avol kol panim, you read it again. Kivin the tami who kvar, kivin the tami who kvar nichlal ba parsha, the tami la nefesh, lift up a pesach rishon and akaris, gam mis b'sheni.
Because the tumma is prior to his inability to be mishalech.
So even though if it's nidcha because of the din of ein mishalech, which is really an onus, but still the gavra is a tumay. So he's nichla on the parsha of tumay lenefesh. Yeah, why should it be that way?
Yeah, that same tummy isn't stopping him from bringing the carbon. It's the tummy of Shalek Kamenosa, which is not tied to the same tummy.
Correct. Which is that? It's correct.
So is he moving away from what he said earlier, that the Petur of Fukaris and Shani has to stem from the Pesach and not from Mishalech?
Right. Because then you mean his question... I mean, well, it's not his question. He wants to get another an alternative answer.
Right.
So now he's knocking off the alternative answer. Yeah, okay, let's go a little further. Let's see. Aval, I'll call upon him. Keep it in the tummy. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, if he's there, Shuth Kresh Asugya. The Aleph, Tomei Sheretz, Mi Tomei Meis, Bishvishalo. Keep him the Yoholios, the Hod, the Tomei Meis, Nitcha. Who? Mitaima Dana Mishalea Chabanosov. Kivan the Gam Ha, Dana Mishalea Chabanosov, Moa lift on Pesach Rishon, Kidin Tane, Vishuv Lekalamelev, Shoat Mamine, Volcane early, Moshe Kasav and Lamila. They learn it out from Nazar Shane Magalachalov. Yeah, that's what he's saying. In other words, he's giving an alternative, and he's telling you why the alternative is difficult. So you have to go back to the first answer.
Right.
But the question is, why is the alternative difficult?
Yeah. It's hard to understand this possibility.
Why is the alternative difficult? Yeah, let's spell it out again. What is he saying? He's saying that really in Nitzcha because of the din of Mishalech. So you really, you're an onus. And since you're an onus, so you should be chayav Karas and Pesach Sheni if you're hezid. But no, he's saying since in fact you were a Tamei, so even though you're not in the parish of, it doesn't make any sense. He just wants to say because it's Nechlo B'Parsha. That's the only thing. Nechlo B'Parsha is Tamil Nefesh. Just saying. Yes, he's saying, I want... So maybe... Tamashin has my life. He likes this possibility. I mean, because he's rejecting an alternative answer. He likes this possibility.
Right, but it's such a hard possibility to understand what would be the logic of that possibility.
Yeah, that's the question.
What's the problem? That he has a patur from Ein HaMishalech, so you don't need it from Tumah?
So therefore, why should he be a potter on Pesach Sheni if he's it?
But he's saying that Kvar, is that what he's stressing? Kvar hu nichol b'parshat tamei. That's prior than not being able to be Mishalech.
No, I don't think it's that. What do you mean prior?
The reason why a person can't be Mishalech is because he's tamei.
Yes.
So now he's saying that shame tuma is nichlal. I'm saying that it seems to be saying that was kvar. the tumah was already prior to the inability to be mishaleach.
Well, and it's the same thing. Why isn't that mishaleach? Because he's tameh.
Right, so now he's saying that tumah shares the same identity as tameh sheretz.
Tameh sheretz.
Well, ain't that the tumah shein nazar mishaleach that you have the patur.
Well, why do you have the patur? I don't see why. I mean, that's what Aaron's asking.
What's your question again, Aaron?
The question is that if the entire reason he can't do Pesach is because Tamei is Aaron Shalech Karbanosav, which has nothing to do with the Shem Tamei, because you see, even a Tzvul Yom of Meis can't bring the Pesach. So then, why do I care that when he also has a Shem Tameh, then he's Pater and Karis? When he doesn't have a Shem Tameh, he does have a Chiv Karis on Sheni? And either way, the reason why he can't do it has nothing to do with the Shem Tameh. The Shem Tameh is like totally extraneous to the reason he came to the Pesach. So why should the Pater Karis have anything to do with something that's not tied to him stopping him from doing the Pesach?
Yeah, what's the logic? It's simply like an extraneous onus.
Right, and it's almost not even an onus. And in this Reb Chaim's framework, he's saying the entire reason he can't do it is because Tamei is in Shalach Kavanosa. The Shem Tamei, according to this, wouldn't even be a problem intrinsically.
Right.
Because it's the whole point. You couldn't learn Ein Shalach Nezarka Tamei Sheretz. This is Reb Chaim's question, right? And it's, in theory, if it was this way, without this other answer, you wouldn't be able to learn Ein Shochet Shem Tameh. Wouldn't even be a problem, because you say Shochet Mizarka Tameh Sheretz. So the whole reason you can't do it has nothing to do with the Shem Tameh. Because of Tameh Shem Shal Karbanosa. But now, if he also has a Shem Tameh, he's going to be Pater and Karis. Why? What does it has nothing to do with anything. It's not relevant anymore.
Right. Right.
The Patur from bringing the carbon is not the same thing as a patur from Pesach Sheni of Karis.
Yeah, Tommy. Yeah, he seems to argue a funny argument. The echo of a parasha. So what? He doesn't mean Tommy or Kvar. Given the Tommy who comma, Kvar who nichlo of a parasha, the Tommy of a nefesh, liftor of Pesach Rishon, and a Karis. Yeah, well, what kind of a story is Nechol Parsha? I mean, that's what he's saying.
Right, maybe, I don't know, just like an approach, maybe?
Okay, go ahead.
It's like, this in theory would be Ula's position, right, where you wouldn't be able to learn Ein Shochet Mizarka Al Tamei Sheretz. Right, I mean, in theory, right?
Right.
Right, you wouldn't be able to learn that Ein Shochet, like Rav, right? So maybe it means that, but the Parsha is still saying that a Tamei Lenefesh is, you know, Nidche L'Sheni and he's Pater and Karis. But it's talking about a case not Bishvi Shalom. It would be talking about like any Tamei Meis on Shishi or Chamishi or whatever it is because he can't eat or whatever it is. Like that would be the idea of Tamei Meis there. And that's right, Tamei Lenefesh, like not Tamei Sheretz, but a real Tamei Lenefesh where it's a Tamei Richta. So maybe it's just like the way the Parsha would have formulated it is just like the Shem Tamei Meis gives you a Ptor of Karis.
The Shem.
The Shem of Tamei Lenefesh, like Tamei Lenefesh in particular, is what creates a Ptor of Karis and a Dichor L'Sheni.
Why should it be that way?
Because like a Tamei Meis is generally a Tamei Richta and you can't eat, and therefore if you're an Anas, why should it be that way?
You what? That what? You what should be that way? You what should be that way? Just say. I mean, he seems to want to say that it doesn't matter that the Meshaleach, the Psul of Meshaleach, is not effective But the Shem Tome is attached to the Sasser to the Shem Pesach. And that's why, it removes the curse.
You'd be right, but the reason, I mean, it can't be that the Shem Tome would be attached to the Sasser because he's able to bring it if just because of the Shem Tome. Like Tome Sharis could bring it. It's the Tome Zin Shalaf Kavanosov is the reason he can't bring it. According to this way of learning, that would be the only problem would be Tommy Sanchez Venosa.
Right.
But Tommy Sharitz would be fine.
But Tommy Sharitz would be fine. Yeah, the Cheshvan is good, but the Svar is hot. The Cheshvan is good.
Right.
Because then he's going to say there's always, what happens is there's always a din, it's always accompanied by a din of Enim HaShalech. So now how could you prove, like Rav, that if he wasn't Tovo, that he can't be Ein Shochtenov. Maybe the reason why if he wasn't Tovo, maybe that's because he has an additional din of Enim HaShalech, but he can't prove Rav's halacha. Maybe we should try to just maybe stop here and we'll think about it.
Yeah, right. Okay, what is this Ichla Bakra, right? And that's his main thing is this Ichla Bakra.
Yeah, that's in the Ichla Bakra.
Right, but what does that mean even?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's like his whole movie. He says like four times, but like it's just not. What does that mean to him? It means something.
I know. So that seems to be the key.
Right, but it sounds like no, it's not. Like conceptually, it's not. Because right, there is
it's not. Yeah. It's extraneous.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. It's not the din mitzvah pesach. It's tamei tanshei kavanosa. So it's not ichla b'parsha. Like, what is he talking about?
Correct. Yeah, it's a good question. Let's think about it.
Yeah.
I hate to leave it without addressing it at all.
I know. We prepared the Reb Chaim. We like did the Reb Chaim. Everything was going smoothly until we got to this like this paragraph. And just like, you know, and then we did it a second time. We just still don't get like what exactly he's trying to say. This is like this paragraph just breaks it all down and hard to understand his theory in this paragraph.
You're right, but what he's saying is what his aim is clear.
Yeah.
His aim is clear. There's a certain beauty in the, if you think about the order from the beginning to the end. In the beginning, he shows a mechanism that's hidden in the case of time race, but then he asks a question, but it won't be expressed. Then he shows it'll be expressed in the case of Tumash and Nazmagalayachalav. And then he brings a raya to the two categories from Chorus. And then he asks the question that now that you have that, so now it could be expressed without making recourse to the second case. But then he takes the move that even though it's expressed, but it still won't do because actually he also won't be expressed. Because even though it's Enim HaShalech, it will still be in the Parsha and won't be expressed with regard to Karas. So the question is, what's the Petur Karas from? Where is the Nevea from? So somehow he thinks, because it's Nichol B'Parsha, what kind of a concept is that? But the order is a beautiful order. The way he laid it down. Except for this one svara which you don't catch.
And so it's not like he even needed the svara.
That's right, he could have stopped right before.
Yeah.
It would have been nice
to yeah. Right, he's like coming in with like, he's destroying what he just did. You don't even know
right.
Why he's doing it. You don't even get what's motivating. It's like intellectual honesty, but I just...
Oh, you're right. I mean, he could have given this far, and that would be it.
Hey, you never would have said this. You never would have
said this. That's right. Right. Should have stopped by El Deker Argentina. Deker Achmels. Okay, let's think about it.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Okay.